את החי מבקש אני אל חיי אל נשמתי ולא קיים את החי מבקש אני אל חיי אל נשמתי בלעדם אני לא
Friends, we are so happy and so ecstatic after coming off an incredible Congress with Monterey. The friends there are amazing. They've set us on fire, and the ball's in our court, so to speak, to keep it moving. And so that's exactly what we plan on doing. So what we want to do is we want to get into a lesson summary. We're going to summarize a little bit here with the USA Northeast Virtual Group, and we're so happy to be able to be your host this evening. And so we're going to summarize within our 10 first, and then we're going to have a reading of some excerpts, and then we'll have a few workshop questions to go along with that. So to get us started, our friend Richard is going to get us started with some summary and impressions for the lesson and guiding us into Congress.
We can't hear you. Sorry, we can't hear you. Maybe unmute or...
Hello, test one.
Yes, now we hear you. Yes.
Okay. We always have a wonderful lesson when Rav has the opportunity to answer questions for the students because it brings us back to our elementary basics, back to the absolute fundamentals. And so Rav once again taught us that we live in our bodies at an animate level, and yet the Kabbalist taught how to live with the eternal soul, and we can live in both. But what struck me the most was Rav said, come to the lesson and ask. And I can't wait for him to be in New York, in New Jersey, in the North American Congress, so that we can lift the friends even higher and ask the questions that will make a difference for all the friends.
The thing that strike me the most is that Raf is talking from the source. And one of the things is that we have physical groups and then virtual groups. That's like virtual groups. But think about it. We are all virtual groups, bigger, smaller, little, very huge, but we are all virtual groups. We are all one system. And at the New Jersey Congress, we'll have to become one, absolutely one. Back to Robert.
Hello, friends. We just concluded our Congress in Monterey, Mexico. But instead of a conclusion, let's think of it more as a springboard directly to the New Jersey Congress. And we've built up this momentum, and let's carry this flame with us, and let's have our intention be all as one and united in New Jersey. L'chaim, friends.
L'chaim. Thank you, friends. So what we're going to do now is we're going to move into some reading of excerpts. We want to keep the intention, keep our focus laser focus on moving into this, our next degree, because we want to be able to create the space for the Creator to be revealed in everything that we do. And so to get us moving in that direction, Robert is going to actually read us our first workshop question and our first excerpt and our first workshop question. Robert, please.
Hello, Beretikva, hello, Rokli. a reading from Rabash concerning the importance of friends. It is like two like-minded friends who are doing business together to achieve a profit. In that situation, they feel that they have equal powers. But should one of them feel that he is more competent than the other, he will not want to accept him as an equal partner. Instead, they would create a proportional partnership according to the strength and qualities that one has above the other. In that state, the partnership is a 33 or 25% partnership, and it cannot be said that they are equal in business. But with love of friends, when friends bond to create unity among them, it explicitly means that they are equal. This is called unity. For example, if they do business together and say that the profits will not be distributed equally, it is called unity. Clearly, a business of love of friends should be when all the profits and possessions that the love of friends yields will be equally controlled by them. They should not hide or conceal from one another, but everything will be with love, friendship, truthfulness, and peace. So the workshop question, how do we make a profit of love, friendship, truthfulness, and peace? I repeat, how do we make a profit of love, friendship, truthfulness, and peace? Allow about 5 minutes.
Yeah, profit of love, friendship, and peace is the revelation of the upper force.
Everything comes from the light, and we just have to give our half shekel.
Every time it says how we can have some profit from love, from friendship, immediately a point is awakened for you, so it won't be for the will to receive, because then it's my profit. So I think the only option is maybe specifically in my attitude to the friends. If I want them to have it, if I want it to happen in them, maybe out of that we can really find some real profit. Yeah, the profit is probably spiritual. What is spiritual? It's for the others. We develop the strength, the energy, the connection that can also pass on to the whole world. Teach everyone to love the Creator.
Yeah,
it's all in my attitude that has to change. Everything is outside of my own personal benefit. And that's where we have to live, or at least to try to work outside of ourselves. All these terms clothe naturally within our ego. Unless we put the Creator in this picture, we put the quality of the soul, we let the light that reforms enter the ten, and this gives all these concepts, makes them shine in a different light. Yeah, these prophets are actions of love between us, friendship. They have to see them as common prophet. Whatever a person gets belongs to the whole ten. The prophet is equivalent to form with the Creator.
Yeah,
equivalence of form and connection with the Creator. This is what you benefit.
We can also add that the best, biggest profit is the greatness of the Creator. Only by our common work do we discover His greatness in reality. the thought of creation. From there we advance towards the force of bestowal to resemble him.
It's not someone or something, it's the attribute of bestowal that just wants to give this abundance and plenty. And we can reach equivalence of form with it by having a mutual inclination towards it.
Yeah, if we look at the world and look at ourselves, we see that actually we're not the ones who really want to connect, and we are egoistic. We want the profit, but around us, when we see the friends who show us an example of bestowal and love, this makes the force of the Creator flow through us. We can change and find these profits for ourselves and for the whole world.
We have to be in mutual prayer for the Creator to help, to continue asking for the upper light to help, for the reforming light to work on us, so that we will really be like the attribute of bestowal.
Yes, we want to realize all these concepts in us so that the quality of the soul will be revealed in the world.
The attribute of bestowal is first and foremost revealed in the ten. We want to be in a state where every friend wants nothing for himself, but for everything we yield, for it to come to the ten, for it to be for the ten. And that in and of itself is the benefit, the reward.
Only by revealing the Creator to the created beings in this world, out of the toil and the work we do, all this abundance of love and peace will be revealed between us.
Yeah, love and peace, this is what will be revealed between us, and this can only come as a result of prayer.
What I can add is that I'm not looking for the prophet in my personal vessels. I want the spiritual prophet to be in the group.
Mushi said love and perfection. Perfection meaning for everything to be clear and perfect and as one and connected in a perfect way. And only from that state is it possible to see a complete and whole picture.
When we look at the world, we see the opposite. We see hatred, betrayal, pain, and suffering.
In our giving.
Yes, we hear you. No.
So what we're going to do now is we're going to actually move into our next question. Or, I'm sorry, our next excerpt. And to read that one for us, we're going to have our great friend, Rami, to read that one for us and to do our next workshop question. Rami, please.
Okay, Rabash Ma'amar Zayn.
Rabash, according to what is explained concerning love thy friend as thyself. According to what is explained concerning love thy friend as thyself, all the details of the 612 mitzvot, commandments, are contained in this rule. It is, as our sages say, the rest is its commentary. Go and study. This means that by keeping the 612 mitzvot, we will be rewarded with the rule, love thy friend, and following that, the love of God. The question for the workshop is, what does love of friends give us? Again, what does love of friends give us?
So love of friends gives us exactly, allows us to be above the separation that exists in the ten.
Love of friends gives us room to do work, to come out of ourselves, to come out of our self-love, and to give importance to the quality of bestowal more than the quality of reception.
It allows us to get to know the Creator, to relate to Him through the friends. A person starts relating to the Creator, to the connection with Him. Here he can examine himself, whether he is directed at the Creator or he is imagining something, and this could only be through the friends.
That's true. It's a very exact measure. Both of a person himself, because their efforts, reaching love of friends is something that comes from above, and the light that reforms. There's also love of friends that exists in the ten, when everyone makes an effort and they make this atmosphere of example and envy, and you have the place to find the strength, your strength from, and it's in both these levels.
Love of friends is an exalted and very non-simple concept. What does it give us? Kabbalists say that it gives us a kli in which the upper force can dwell on condition that we ask for love of friends, adhesion between all the desires. Then is it possible for this force called love to become revealed between those desires, those friends? On the one hand, it allows us to rise above our private ego. On the other hand, it gives us the strength to be adhered with the Creator through our connection and love. What does love of friends give us? Love of friends is the very first degree on our way to love of the Creator. When we try to have this kind of attitude of love toward each other, this is the means by which we can achieve bestowal towards each other, to generate the quality of the Creator, and also to see the gap, the difference between me and that quality. Every time I exert in this work with the ten, with the friends, helps one see the difference between the two. When we reach love of friends, then the love of the Creator is revealed then, because this attribute exists between us.
Love of friends is not when you love me, rather. I mean, you do love me, but we're not talking about that. We're talking about the opportunity I have to love you, to make the effort to love you. This effort of mine is what gives me the vessels, it gives me the room for the Creator to enter.
Yeah, it's like what Rabash writes. It's not that the friends should love me, but I should love the friends. I have to have this constant care and concern for the friends, for my soul, that the Creator is showing me or presenting it to me this way.
Yeah, I think someone said it already, but it gives us room to pray. The mere effort to be in love with friends, to see that it's opposite our nature, to see where you do love them and justify them above everything you see in your eyes, that's the most awakening place you have to make a prayer, to justify the Creator, to justify the thing, to search for the perfection, to be the bestower instead of the receiver.
Yeah, love of friends actually gives us our entire spiritual path. This is what the Kabbalists write about in the Zohar, and tests. It's not some kind of means, but this is the work of correction. This is the work of equalizing with the Creator. And the revelation of the Creator is in that, in the love of friends.
Love of friends gives us eternity, perfection, realizing our life in this world, realizing nature.
Going to, I think, John, take it away. Say who it's going to. Shidur, we're going to back to Northeast. They're going to send us to either Moscow or Kiev. They'll let us know.
Thanks, friends. So after coming off such a huge congress, we really want to hear from the friends, the groups in the world Kli, because the whole Kli is on fire and on the move. And so we really want to hear some impressions. The heart of Latin America is just unbelievable. And what they've passed on to us is something that we definitely don't want to keep to ourselves. So we want to hear is how the friends plan on paying it forward, so to speak. How the friends in Moscow. Let's hear from those friends first, please. Moscow. Can someone speak from Moscow?
Поверим, да, что скажем. Неожиданно немножко, блядь.
Yeah, that was pretty a surprise for us, but
я говорю, что неожиданно немножко, но мы.
Okay, it was a surprise for us, but of course we're gonna give our impressions because we have many of them. This Congress turned us around. Flipped us upside down, and it made us develop a new emotion. It truly revealed a new emotion in all of us, the whole group. We can't yet correctly identify it. However, we have a desire to stay in this feeling, but we know the time has come for a new Congress. And so somehow in this space, We understand that we have to dedicate ourselves completely to this flow, to just put ourselves aside and to look for a place where we can invest in, for love of friends, in a connection between us, where we promise you we're going to look for any way we can to connect to the friends more and be good and loving for each other. Achaim.
Moscow. Now we want to do is we want to pass it over to our friends in Kiev that they could share our hearts with them. Share their hearts with them. Share their plans for the New Jersey Congress, please.
Дорогие товарищи, очень рад вас видеть. Все планы грандиозны, потому что у нас намечается такой огромный конгресс Коблева. Там приезжают товарищи.
Okay, we're planning a big congress in Koblova. Many friends are going to come from Israel, from Belarus. Audio is not so good. I can't hear you, Kiev.
Kiev, I think we're having some problems with your audio. Yeah, I think we're having some problems with the audio, Kiev. And so what we want to do is actually go back to have a great friend of ours to read an excerpt for us. And that friend is Chris Rivera. He's going to read the excerpt for us. We're going to actually feel the intention with the excerpt. Always, really, we have to really be in renewing the intention, friends. We have to renew the intention. This is all that we have. So let's get into the work together. Let's go through the excerpt together. Let's feel it together and go through the workshop question together, because all we're ever doing is moving forward in our connection. So, Chris, please.
Thanks, John. Each gift that he gives to his friend, it's like a bullet that makes a hollow in the stone. And although the first bullet only scratches the stone, when the second bullet hits the same place, it already makes a notch. And the third one makes a hole. And through the bullets that he shoots repeatedly, the hole becomes a hollow in his friend's heart of stone, where all the presents gather. And each gift becomes a spark of love until all the sparks of love accumulate in the hollow of the stony heart and become a flame. Rabash, letter number 40. So the question, how do we aim our intentions so that we could turn a stony heart into a flame? How do we aim our intentions so that we could turn a stony heart into a flame?
השינוי של הכוונה
change of intention from in order to receive to in order to bestow, from the heart of stone to a flame. That can only happen by the light that reforms. We must not be confused about it. Every time, just go back to the fact that only out of our prayer to the Creator, our prayer to that yearning, to that quality, only from that can we draw the light that reforms, which will practically change our intention.
Yeah, the force that changes us, it's something that changes us, it's a force that exists outside of us, it doesn't exist inside us. And it comes as a result of the efforts that we make to come together, to connect, with the right intention for that force to work on me. And
you always have this tale where you think that you are the one who can break this heart of stone. So out of all of the efforts you make, you understand that the only way is to demand the Creator's help. This happens as you dissolve into the heart of the friends in your tent, when you annul yourself. You have to have the light do the work.
Yeah, it's enough for us to want to love each other, because this is what the goal necessitates. And from there we'll start revealing where's the flame, but to just be in that inclination to love the friends, and from there you can start discerning different things.
Heart of stone is something we know. It's your feeling for the friends, your natural feeling, seemingly. But you have, what Rabash is saying is that when we rub the hearts of stone together, meaning whatever act a friend does in the ten, for the sake of the friends, in dissemination, in the lessons, every such thing, you have to look at it as a gift. It's a friend overcoming. It's a gift. He gives the whole ten. And if this is the way we look at it, the way he overcomes his heart of stone, well, that's the first scratch you have in your heart of stone. And the more gifts you give and the more rubbing you do, the light will come and make this flame.
And by those actions, we give the friends an example, and that opens their hearts.
Yeah, out of the examples, this is the thing that affects us most, practically. And out of these examples, you can develop envy, so that we'll really want a change.
What is an intention? If I remember correctly, the intention is, what do I want to get out of this action? What is its goal? And so we have to constantly examine, where do I see the kli? Where do I see the fulfillment? Inside myself or inside the friends?
You need a lot of strength in order to break this ego. Only the society, only out of the work in the ten, while being annulled towards that force, when all these intentions join to one great force that will break the heart of stone.
If everyone, if the entire ten wants to give the Creator contentment through the friends, then they can discover the stony heart that's between us, that exists between us, and can start getting different sparks out of it, maybe even a flame.
And this situation in the ten, where all the friends are acting in it, is only covered by some crust or membrane around your eyes, so you don't see it. Yesterday, when we summed up the day, we talked about every friend and his special qualities. And we wanted to build the ideal friends out of all these great qualities. And suddenly you see that so many friends here are doing so many things. Everyone's shooting bullets of love. Bullets are flying around you. You just don't see it. So open your eyes and look at these bullets and let them hit you.
It's a problem to find the words. The best thing would be if we couldn't talk at all. It diminishes what you feel so much that you repeat the same words, love, connection.
למצוא איזו צורה חדשה לבטא את ה...
כל העולם כולו גשר צר מאוד גשר צר מאוד גשר צר מאוד
friends. Wow, amazing. This Congress is, it's been going on for a long time now, a really, really long time. And we keep falling deeper and deeper into the connection. Their friends have been on this path way longer than me. And you know, sometimes I get a chance, or we get a chance to express how it's amazing how connection just never ceases to end. It just goes deeper and deeper. And so what we want to do now is really try to, between us, really encapsulate the emotions that we're going through. What are we feeling after coming off the Congress with Latin America? Those friends have huge hearts. What have they given to us? So what we want to do is just have, let's say, like, you know how Rav gets us to kind of like speak openly? Speak openly with your friends, as if like you were sitting at a bar and you had a few L'chaims with your friends. Speak about the emotions that you're actually feeling going into this Congress and what's been passed on to you from New Jersey. So we're going to speak about this for just a few minutes, but really feel your friends' hearts as you go into this exercise, friends. Okay? Hi.
אני מישהו קלט את השאלה זה לדבר על הרגש ש
we should talk about the strongest emotion we've experienced on the Congress. Okay.
John, you're going to have to repeat that. They tried to figure out what's the question.
Okay. כן.
No, they got it.
טוב, אז לי היה רגשות מאוד מיוחדים במעלה.
So, I experienced very special sensations throughout the Mexican Congress, especially because I was in Italy together with Moshe, so integrating with the friends from Italy with their warm, loving hearts, and also there was a special blend of the central group with a young group and the Mexican Congress with a very simple language that Rav used, adapting himself to the friends there. So, and it was also very clear to the friends and very clear for them to connect to the message.
I think that Arav has Latin American roots, ancestry. And the feeling is, when he comes there, is as if he goes into his slippers and pajamas, and the heart just combines with these people. They go into him, he goes into them. There's integration, sharing, warmth and love, and the effort is simply amazing. I never felt such a thing. I'm always amazed in these conventions how special his connection with them is. And that's it. All that we should do is what we call trabajo, work.
There's this word in Spanish called manteca, butter. When it melts, that you feel that Rav was able to melt everyone's hearts.
Unless you want.
כאילו וזה הייתה איזה הכנה שרב המיס את כל הלבבות שלנו לאיזה עיסה אחת.
It's Rav, he melted all of our hearts together, and now we're moving into the Congress with one united heart, and let's see what happens.
I was also part of a mirror congress in Bulgaria. Such a great impression. We have friends all over the world who are so devoted. They're attached to Rav, attached to the path. They're so strong on the path. I was so impressed, and at the same time, it was like a storm. So much misunderstanding and confusion. It was a real healthy and good convention.
This was one of the best congresses that I ever went to. Very strong congress. That actually, together with Itai and the support of the 10, we've reached this obligation to give. We made this pact between us that we'll give the group everything that we can. And the epic center was in South America, but you could feel the Congress going on simultaneously all around the world. And like Itai said, there was a special blend between the newcomers and the veterans, and you couldn't feel a difference. And in general, you got this feeling of great joy and renewal. And we got a lot of good examples from our friends and the desire to take all of these forces to New Jersey. And yeah.
Let's move on to New York to get an update.
Mufal.
Petach Tikva. We would like, we see a lot of smiling faces. I guess you had some very good we want to hear just a couple of impressions, and then we'll share what's happening here in New York. So if there's a 10 that wants to share the feeling of sitting together in a bar with your best friends, but nothing else is left in the world, please.
Yes, friends. This Congress is really warm, heartful, and it's just a heart of Ein Sof, an infinite heart, and it's really exciting and strong, and this is the best preparation for the next Congress. It really gives us a lot to the whole world. Lee, thank you, friends. L'chaim.
We also wanted to say thank you to John and all the 10 that are taking us through this very exciting scrutiny of what do we want from this upcoming Congress. And in our 10, we decided that we mustn't lose a single moment and to really sit in the spiritual bar with the friends who want to be like the upper light and create a fire of love between us that the light can clothe in. So a big l'chaim.
Yeah, we would also like to say we were sitting in this bar and drinking some drinks. The hearts started to open, and what we felt or we feel is that the result of these conventions, especially Mexico and the preparation and what we're doing now, we really strongly feel that the work is much more simple and clear to all of us. Meaning, we don't deal in all these philosophies and all the Absag, Mabon, all these things. It's not, the wisdom of Kabbalah has become so simple and natural between us in the work in the 10. All we have to do is open our heart to each other all the time and to help each other open towards the others. And then all the upper light, all these things, everything Rav talks about, it's just alive, alive in us. Everything becomes so simple and clear. And we'd like the whole world to live in this thing, especially now, in this amazing Congress we're expecting in New Jersey. L'chaim, friends.
אוקיי, חברים. אני רוצה, קודם כל, אני חושב שאנחנו כולנו...
Friends, I think that...
Oh, I'm sorry, English, okay. All right, friends, first of all, let's just feel gratitude. Let's just take a second and feel the gratitude of what our Latin brothers and sisters gave us, where they brought us, what Rav gave us this week, what a state we're in right now, what the Creator gave us, what light we were bathed in. And what a way to come to a Congress with such a preparation. Wow, wow, wow. But let's not stop here. Let's say thank you to the Creator. We're willing to stay here. Keep us here. We don't need to change or anything like that. But let us take this and take what we get and every opportunity we have this week and demand that we have another opportunity to think about others, to care for the world, to realize the seriousness of what Rav is giving us about the state of the world and how much we need to do what we need to do. And let's remember that this is the opportunity. We have this place. We have the whole world. Kli is going to be concentrated from this state to even deeper, even stronger, higher up to the mountain. And this is amazing. Let us not forget why we're doing this. Let's not forget that we have to can't do this for ourselves. And let's be so thankful that we get to do this. Who are we serving? We We are now going to prepare for the friends to come, for Rav to be here tomorrow. We're so excited for the guests that are coming from all over the world. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Latin America. Thank you, World Kli. Let's be together to the end. L'chaim bnei Baruch.
Volga Virtual Group. יש לכם שם. בבקשה.
Volga Virtual Group. Shoot.
Да, говорим, у нас есть очень великий Лехаим, потому что...
Yeah, friends, we have a very strong Лехаим, because the Congress in South America was only an intro Лехаим for getting us all together in the spiritual bar to start raising Lechaims, but this was only the preparation. The real Lechaim is going to happen in New Jersey. Why? Because if we translate it into our spiritual language, the preparation for the prayer took place in South America. That was the prayer before the prayer. And in New Jersey, we'll raise a real prayer. And the real Lechaim is going to happen there. Thank you very much, and until we meet again. So thank you very much to the North American groups that led this amazing social event. And let's move on to the announcements. So first of all, schedule for this evening. We have the Lag BaOmer meal at 6:30. Thank you very much to all of our viewers, and have a good day. All of us as one. The Kabbalah Lam Congress in North America. We're inviting all of our friends from all over the world to New Jersey from the 23rd to the 26th of May. For further details, kub.info/congress. And introductory lectures all over Israel. We're happy to invite you to an introductory lecture or introductory lectures that will take place throughout the month of May all over Israel. For further details, contact us. And let's sing.
We will become together as one. We'll be forever connected. Всю силу любви хотим обрести, объединившись навеки.
ולא חשוב מה שקורה בחוץ, כי העיקר נמצא בינינו.
Cuando nos unimos juntos, nuestro amor gobernará.
אותה משפחה, אותה הרגשה, מעל הפער שבינינו.
The higher we go, reaching our souls, we will reveal the connection.
Неважно, что там происходит вокруг, а важна связь между друзьями.
Я un caparez, как como un malestar, nuestra actitud controlará.